This is Jean MacDonald, the Midlife Midwife. Here is another audio track to help women with the different issues which affect and afflict us during our midlife transition and beyond. As you would have heard me say, I recognize that midlife women are the busiest women on the planet. They don't have time to watch long videos or read long articles. So we offer our longer items on audio tracks like this, so you can listen to them on your phone as you do other things. If you want to see and hear about the full range of support we provide for midlife women, visit us at www.midlifebutterflyclub.org and start by looking at our online magazine. In the meantime, I hope you find useful and enjoyable this audio track. Hello, this is Jean MacDonald, the Midlife Midwife, and I'm delighted to be talking today to Anya Berry, who is one of the regular contributors to the Midlife Butterfly Club with her therapy sessions. And so I'd like to introduce her. Hello, Anya.
Hello, Jean. I'm so happy to be here today with you.
That's great. It's great to have you here. So what I'd like you to do is firstly tell our audience what you do, describe what you do, and maybe to some extent why you do it, and see that they get a picture of what your contribution to helping midlife women is.
Fantastic. So I work with individuals, women. I also work in groups, but I really focusing, and I keep meeting these women who have got to their midlife and they're dissatisfied, that they know that there's something missing and they can't articulate it. So maybe they've had all these roles in life. They've been a mother, a loving sister, an aunt, or whatever it is. And they feel, well, what about me? And they feel a bit lost of where they are. They've given so much to others and it's time for them. And I meet these women and they're holding themselves back. They're playing small. They're not really sure who they are. Even though they got to this wonderful age, they're still on this kind of reflecting, who am I? What is my role in life? Where am I going to be in the next 10, 20, 30 years? So what I do is help them uncover what the blocks are. And quite often, it's something from the past. Well, quite often, usually, something from the past, some trauma that hasn't been resolved, some limiting beliefs. A lot of us don't have our needs met for whatever reason, and we end up becoming people pleasers. We put everyone else first, and we neglect ourselves and our self-care. By doing a little bit of inner work, not doesn't have to be very deep work, we can change those beliefs so women can feel they're good enough, they can do what they want to do, their self-esteem goes up, they put themselves first, they express themselves, they know their own emotions and feelings and can express them, they feel safe to go out into the world. And that is my joy when I see that their eyes light up again and they go, oh, yes, I'm ready to be creative and do this, or I've let go of this guilt that I've been carrying for years and years. So that kind of is a nutshell what I do.
Thank you. Well, I remember the first time I heard you talk about what you do and so forth, and you used two words that really hit me, and I'd like to feed them back to you and you see if you expand them to it. And those terms were shame and blame.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember?
Shame. I do. Because most of us don't realise the negative effect that shame has. When you've been shamed, and you know, most of us have in our lives, or something's happened, it can be a teacher laughing at you, or children laughing at you in the class, or it can be big trauma shame from abuse and whatever, but it can be little events too. Shame makes you feel worthless, like there's something wrong with you. And if you have got really intense shame, you feel like you haven't even got a point of living. It just takes away your whole self-love, your whole self-esteem. And the shame stops you moving forward. And later when I share my story, I will talk about my own shame and how I healed that for me. I always see shame in people when they're hiding, when they're not feeling good about themselves. It's the message we make about ourselves, what we tell ourselves from an event, either a little event, as I've said, or a big traumatic event. They both have the same effect.
Yeah, and is it that that people are, is it when they're reminded of it, something happens that reminds them of it, or is it there to some extent, do you think, all the time?
See, I believe it's there all the time and they don't realize. Like they could be trying really hard to do something. Like for example, I had a client who wanted to make videos and get out there. She couldn't do it and she couldn't understand why. She'd build herself up, get confident, and then she'd always stop. And we worked out it was the shame of something that happened when she was at school. And it's there and it's lurking in the background and it just stops you in your tracks. But shame, as we know from Brené Brown, can be healed when it's talked about, when it's shared, when it's validated and there's empathy. Then we can let it go because shame is, it's secret. It's something private, it's hidden. So when we talk about the events and what's going on, shame can disappear completely. And this particular client went on to make videos and feel very happy in her life.
That's wonderful, wonderful. And what about blame? Is that different?
Blame, yes. Well, shame usually goes with guilt. So guilt, the guilt is, you know, I've done something bad. And the shame is, I'm bad. I'm a bad person. So the shame and guilt are very similar. And maybe that's what you're referring to. There's the difference. The shame is the one that goes in and does all the damage.
And the blame
and
is,
guilt,
the guilt is when you blame yourself. Guilt is when you
well,
feel
I've done,
guilty
yes.
Yourself.
Yes, it could be I've done something wrong. But you don't internalize it in the same way.
Yeah.
There's a difference. The shame, you internalize it and give yourself, like, I'm a bad person, whilst guilt is I did something bad, and then you can get over it. It's when you bring it and internalize it that you're the bad person.
I
That,
see.
Then that takes much more healing.
Yes, yes, yes. So I'm just trying to think, is there a case where people feel, what's the word, where somebody else did something to them and they're blaming them for their condition, or do you see what I mean? I'm just trying to expand, because I mean many people listening will fully understand exactly what you're talking about, shame, but some people might be saying, well, particularly the phrase that people use, it was all right for whatever, but I had this done to me, and there's a grievance. That's the word I wanted, a grievance. Does that come up at all?
So yes, that sounds like a victim speaking. Yes, something bad happened to me. Is that what you mean?
Yeah,
or
well, that's right. I'm just
something?
Exploring the area where you work, Anya, because a lot of people will say, well, as you said, they don't even realize how their life is being blighted by things that happened earlier.
Yeah.
And so I want to just sort of make sure that everybody's included, everybody's type situation, as far as possible, was included.
Yeah, so I'll give an example. So there was a recent client who was feeling guilty about a decision she had to make. It was the right decision, but it had consequences, and she couldn't get over that guilt, and she thought she would never be happy again. She would never stop having that voice telling her she's guilty and what happened. But I helped her release that guilt, and forgiveness is a huge part, because we all have to make these decisions. Life happens, you know, things happen, but it's about forgiveness for yourself primarily and others. I do a lot of forgiveness work in my trauma work, but we need to be kind to ourselves and forgive ourselves for our past mistakes and errors, because we always were acting in the best way we could with the information we had. And of course, at the time. So it's a lot about forgiveness and coming back to yourself. And forgiving other people, in the very deep trauma work, we do forgiveness. But it's only when the client is ready and we're forgiving them for themselves so they can let go of it. It's not forgiving the perpetrator or the bad thing that happened. It's not saying what they did was right. It's just to free yourself up. And by doing that, you can change your brainwaves. It's the fastest way to change how you're feeling and thinking in your brain, and helping you move on with more compassion and self-love.
Well, thank you very much. That's very graphic and very helpful. it's filling in some gaps for me and hopefully for our audience as well. I want to ask you the question, because I know it's in the mind of a lot of people saying, okay, that's wonderful, how do you do it? Now, I don't want to necessarily reveal all the secrets, but can you tell us, and I believe there's more than one way, you've got a multitude of tools available to you. Do you want to talk a little bit about what the kind of things you use in order to help to free people in this way?
Yeah, I have various modalities that I've learned over the many years, 15 plus years I've been working with clients. So the one that people mostly know about is emotional freedom techniques. That's the EFT tapping. So that is a way of calming the nervous system, which is really important, and letting go of negative feelings. And I do a deeper version of that called matrix re-imprinting. You can look it up, which again is about healing on a very deep level, healing the parts of you that are still frozen, that are still hurting, and accessing those memories. The other thing I do is quantum energy coaching, which it's quite a big words, but it's about changing your beliefs, freeing yourself up from the past so you can live the best life. And it's about rewiring the brain. There's so many kind of energy modalities now where we can heal ourselves and we can change what we think, and we can't change our childhood, but we can change how we think about it and how we believe about it and our values and our beliefs. So that's what I do, working one-to-one with clients, letting go of trauma, changing those beliefs that I'm not good enough, there's something wrong with me, I'm unlovable, people are going to judge me. You know, all those beliefs that we have, they can all be changed, and you end up with more confidence, more self-love, more self-acceptance, self-esteem, and potential to create your life. So those are the main modalities I use in individuals, but I also do group work, and that's something I'm going to be doing more of, bringing women together, because women together are so supportive, and we can focus on the things we need to, like self-care, self-esteem, visualizing, letting go of some past beliefs that we all have, all sorts of techniques, and they're very powerful, because there's something about being in a group with other women, hearing their stories and knowing that they're going through the same thing as you, that is really healing in itself.
Yes. I mean, one of the biggest enemies you've just touched on is, I think, my experience is that isolation. So many women think their issues are exclusive to them. Nobody else could possibly have those same sorts of things. And so they are truly amazed to find that other people do, not necessarily the same detail, but something similar. So that's wonderful. The other thought that I had is, I've heard it said, because we're so fortunate to live at this time with all these techniques and so forth, or more modalities, better word, isn't it, available to us. And I've heard it said that our mothers and our grandmothers went to their graves with these conditions because there was no help available. Even if there was, it wasn't known about. Whereas today, we don't have to suffer this stuff. We can, as you said so graphically, free ourselves to enjoy the rest of our lives. So that's wonderful.
And that's just made me think that, say something that about generational trauma, and trauma goes down through generations.
Oh, yes, please.
And that is something that I work on as well. I help women because there are themes that can go through traumas. We know from epigenetics now that it's not just in your genes, it's the thoughts, the beliefs, the traumas that get handed down, and they can be healed. So that's something I always look for, what's been going on with parents, grandparents as well. It's a very important part of the story.
Very good, very good. Well, thank you so much, Anya. Now, can you tell our audience how they can contact you, where you're available, what can you offer them to these wonderful modalities that can change their lives? Or just even to talk to you about it, because I know a lot of people will be cautious for committing themselves, but even perhaps just to have a exploratory conversation with you.
Yes. So I am, my I have a Facebook group that I'm just setting up called the Self-Love Support Sanctuary. 20-minute chats, obviously they're free, just to talk over what's going on, give advice, see what the best steps are. that enter my groups or my free Facebook group or one-to-one, or just to listen, you know, I'm there. So
Right.
you can find me on aniaberry4 at gmail.com.
gmail.com.
Gmail.
Okay, that's great. So, and the, what are you
yeah, or
on
I'm on
Facebook?
Facebook. I'm very easy.
Just as
Anya
your
Berry.
name, and
Yes,
and the full name, Anya Berry. Okay,
that's
well
correct.
That's fine. And I would encourage our audience, if anything you've heard in this discussion rings a bell with you, interests you, or something, do contact Anya and just say, hello, this is me. I'd like a virtual cup of coffee with you just to talk about my situation as I see it and to see if you can help me.
Perfect.
That okay with you?
Thank you, Gene. Yes.
Right, wonderful. Well, thank you. Thank you, Anya, for being available for this talk. Thank you to our audience for listening. And we hopefully you'll find this helpful in any situation that you think has resonated with you. So thank you, Anya.
Thank you, Gene, so much. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the end of this podcast. I hope you got some useful tips that you can apply in your own life. If you want more information, guidance, and inspiration, visit us at www.midlifebutterflyclub.org and check out our online magazine. In the meantime, this is Gene MacDonald, the Midlife Midwife, signing off till next time. Bye.